Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Delay, meaning he will be sentenced and his hush money conviction this morning, and on January 20th will become the first American president ever sentenced for a crime.
Despite repeated attempts to delay the sentencing, overnight the president-elect called the decision fair, but vowed to appeal his conviction.
I read it and I thought it was a fair decision, actually. So I'll do my little thing tomorrow. They can have fun with their political opponent.
Trump faced up to 4 years in jail. Now he will face no real punishment at all. The judge has said he would impose an unconditional discharge. No jail time, no fine, no probation.
ABC senior investigative correspondent Aaron Katursky, the Labor Department releasing December jobs numbers this morning. This is ABC News. More than a decade ago, two girls in Wisconsin, both 12 at the time, stabbed a classmate 19 times, saying they were trying to appease a character known as Slender Man. Now, Morgan Geiser, who put the whole plan together, is being released. Here's ABC's Andrea Fuji.
At trial, Morgan was diagnosed with childhood schizophrenia and was found not guilty by reason of mental defect. She was sentenced to 40 years in a mental health facility. But yesterday, a judge ruling Morgan has responded to treatment and medication and is no longer a threat to herself or others.
The other girl, Anissa Weir, was released several years ago. The victim survived the attack. After involuntary manslaughter charges were dismissed against actor Alec Baldwin in the Rust movie shooting, he has now filed his own lawsuit. Baldwin is accusing prosecutors in New Mexico of mishandling evidence. And Uber is offering free rides to teenagers who fail their driving tests. They can now get 6 rides at up to $20 each. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Hey, freshmen and sophomore girls, the Snowball Dance is coming up, and if you don't have a dress, stop in and see Heather at the Creative Outlet. You'll find formal dresses at resale prices. With many styles and brand names to choose from, you can't go wrong. Mention this ad and save 30% off the already low resale prices at the Creative Outlet in downtown Richland Center. And have fun at the Snowball Dance.
Experience a different way of living at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. Hi, this is Andrea. Stop in today at 172 South Church Street at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet and see Violet. Every room in your home has a function, and with the right kind of furniture, you can maximize your space to the fullest. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet is now open. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturdays, 9 a.m. to noon. Visit our showroom today and discover how you can achieve a different way of living. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center. 172 South Church Street.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Boarding House Antiques in Richland Center, where you can treasure hunt in 17 rooms of antiques and gifts. There's live music at the Garden Stage every second Friday of the month, June through September. Tammy and Margie invite you to visit Tuesday through Saturday. Check out the historic Boarding House Antiques. Check them out on Facebook and their webpage. They buy antiques. 339 West Seminary Street in Richland Center, next to the depot.
You're invited to join Trinity Apostolic Faith Church at 489 South Larson in Richland Center to learn more about the basic truths found in Scripture. On Sunday mornings, school begins at 9:30 with morning worship at 11, evening worship at 5, and on Wednesdays, Bible study begins at 7. Enjoy a warm, traditional environment as you learn about Jesus. No collections are taken at the Apostolic Faith Church. For more information, call 608-647-3406 or go to apostolicfaith.org.
Consider this. The Word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. Hebrews 4, verse 12. Keith Brooks shared, Dr. Milan of Geneva was once on a trip to Paris when he fell into conversation with a chap who began to reason with him about Christianity. The doctor answered his every argument with a direct quotation from Scripture. He determined he would not resort to any personal remarks or applications, but let God's Word be his sole instrument. The skeptic tried to evade his quotations or turn them aside. At last, the man turned away and said, Can't you see I don't believe the Bible? What's the use of quoting it to me? You're years later, Dr. Milan received a letter which read, "You are the man who took the sword of the Spirit and stabbed me through and through. Every time I tried to parry the blade and get you to use your hands instead of your heavenly steel, you simply gave me another stab. You made me feel I was not fighting you, but God. God's word is powerful." Your friends at the Apostolic Faith Church thank you for considering this.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, dedicated to serving this community and area with hometown service.
Good morning, this is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, a weak boundary has been moving across the region early this morning, caused a few flurries here and there, although the more organized snow stayed north of us. And meanwhile, a big area of snow pushing up through the mid-Mississippi Valley to the northeast. That'll move up through Chicago into Indiana and Michigan through the day with several inches. Southeast Wisconsin could get clipped this morning with a half inch or so. Around here, though, just a few stray flurries expected. The generally quiet weather will stick around into tomorrow, but then things will change quickly again tomorrow night as low pressure slides in from the northwest. Should bring some general light snow to our region late Saturday night and Sunday morning. Right now, it looks like maybe an inch or two in our area, possibly as much as 3 or 4 inches in parts of central and northern Wisconsin. Behind that low, it's going to turn pretty windy for Sunday evening into early Monday. That'll cause a little bit of blowing and drifting in spots. Also, much colder air moving in, making it feel quite bitter by Monday morning. The forecast for today, mostly cloudy with a few flurries possible. High temperature, not too bad at 29 degrees. West-northwest wind 5 to 10. Partly cloudy and cool. Cool tonight, low near 12. Tomorrow the clouds thicken. Nice temperatures continuing with a high of 27. Light northwest wind turning to the south. Saturday night, cloudy with light snow developing after midnight. About a half inch or an inch possible by daybreak Sunday, low at 22. On Sunday, light snow diminishing to flurries by the afternoon. Another half inch or an inch is possible. Windy by evening with a high of 31. As we head into Monday, blustery and very cold with peaks of sunshine, low 5, high of 11. Tuesday staying breezy and bitter cold with partly cloudy skies, low 3 below 0. High 11. Wednesday, partly cloudy, low 1 below, high of 19. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Right now, WRCO, it is 22 degrees. Yesterday's high was 30. We did not receive precipitation yesterday. The record high for January 10th, 53 in 2012. The record low, 26 below zero. We were shivering in 1988. Last year's high was 32 and the low, 25. Sunset will occur at 4:46 this afternoon. Tomorrow morning sunrise time, 7:33. We have an east-southeast wind around 5 miles per hour. The barometer at 29.72 is up slightly. After a dusting of snow this morning, we have cloudy skies and we remain at our overnight low. It is 22.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving customers with a special loyalty and dedication only a hometown bank can provide.
WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee. Well, coming up in sports today, we have an update on how it went last night for high school games and teams, a look ahead at tonight's activities, and later on we'll talk sports with Mike Clements as well. This report is sponsored by Hillsborough Equipment and Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers.
Hillsboro Equipment sells outdoor power equipment, services outdoor power equipment, and takes care of the people who depend on their outdoor power equipment. With an 11,000 square foot shop, over $1 million in parts, and multiple trained technicians, Hillsboro Equipment will get you tuned up and ready to go. From the combines in the field to the lawnmower and chainsaw in your yard, they service it all, any make, any model. See the service experts at Hillsboro Equipment or call 489-2275.
I'm Phil Nee with WRCO Sports. Platteville won a conference game against Richland Center last night. The host Hornets fell 69-26 at home as the Hillmen improved to 11-1 and 4-0 in the SWC. Richland Center was down 43-15 at halftime. Platteville continued to build the lead and was able to get the 40-point mercy rule continuous clock going with 9 minutes left. Two Platteville players scored 21 points. Avery Richard and Rihanna Dye led the way for the visitors. The team made 5 three-pointers and went 7-for-13 from the line. Richland Center was led by Ella Weiss with 6. Addie Board, J.C. Gander, and Reagan Shep each scored 5. Kylie Burns totaled 4, and Carly Meaden had 2. The Hornets were 12-for-23 at the free throw line. The JV1 game was also won by Platteville, 42-22 over the Hornets. The next two games for Platteville will be tough tests next week as they will face Darlington in a non-conference game and then a showdown with Prairie du Chien, a team that is also unbeaten in the conference, next Friday night. Following the 69-26 loss, Richland Center will continue to search for its first win next Friday night when they host River Valley. In other girls' basketball, River Valley was in the Lancaster. The Arrows won 60-31. It was Prairie du Chien over Dodgeville, 53-20. River Ridge, 38. Highland, 27 in girls' basketball. Schulzburg, 49. Belmont, 48. Potosi-Cassville, 79-36 over Benton. Belleville, 66. Wisconsin Heights, 30. Mauston, 50-40 over Adams Friendship. In boys basketball last night, Mineral Point over Riverdale, 78-40. Eli Lindsay had 15 and Jackson Wendhausen, 13 for Mineral Point. Bevan Dennis, 18 for Riverdale. Darlington, 84-47 over Boscobel. Fenimore, 65. Iowa Grant, 60 in overtime. And Cuba City beat Southwestern, 63-58. It was Seneca, 94, Weston, 50, Garrett Granger at 11, Isaac Jennings and Trevor Westfall, 10 apiece for the Silver Eagles. It was Kickapoo, 51-39 over Wazika Steuben, and a win for North Crawford over Lafarge, 85-56. Westby beat Viroqua, 74-64. Royal, 75-22 over Wunniwak Center. It was Bangor, 57. New Lisbon, 53. Reedsburg, 81-58 over Portage. Baraboo, 71. Sauk Prairie, 46. Hillsboro got the win against Cashton, 63-37 in the Scenic Bluffs Conference. Plenty of action tonight, including wrestling action at the Prairie du Chien Duels. Richland Center head coach Silas Coleman talked to us this week about the duel day and why it's earlier this year.
So last year we kind of decided as conference coaches that we wanted to see this moved forward just because with having it later in the year, we'd wrestle those duels on one Saturday and then the next Saturday we're wrestling each other again at the Clash. So it just made more sense for us to move them ahead earlier in the year just that way we can, obviously get that competition in still, but then open up either a weekend just to kind of rest your guys or to pick up an additional tournament later in the year, which was a huge benefit for us this year with having our Tolma tournament canceled and being able to pick up another tournament later on.
That's Silas Coleman, Richland Center, River Valley, and all the Southwest Conference teams at Prairie du Chien tonight for the conference duels. Last night in wrestling, it was Cuba City Benton Southwestern getting the win over Riverdale. That final score was 42-32. On the area boys basketball schedule tonight, Prairie du Chien plays at Richland Center. We'll have the call on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. Pregame time beginning around 7:15. Dodgeville plays at River Valley, Lancaster at Platteville, Cooley Christian at Weston, and Highland at Blackhawk. Girls basketball, Iowa Grant at Boscobel, Cuba City at Darlington, Mineral Point at Fenimore. Riverdale travels to Southwestern. Ithaca's at DeSoto for boys and girls basketball. Wunniwak Center plays at Cashton and girls basketball, Bangor at Nisida, Mount Horeb at Baraboo, and Reedsburg at Sauk Prairie. Coffee Clutch bowling scores from yesterday. Series high belonged to the Pin Pals with a 1694, ILK a 1664, and the Spare Parts a 1661. Spare Parts 603, Three Aces 577, Pin Pals 576. Top series, Judy Shireman a 468, Ann Makovic a 397, Deanne Kepler a 391. Judy Shireman had a 177 high game and a 154, and Deanne Kepler a 149, and Alma Manning had the 5-6 split pickup in the Coffee Clutch Bowling League. All-Star last night, TKO Barbecue, a 28-84, Culligan, a 28-54, Lonesome Dove Tavern, a 28-22. High Game Honors, TKO Barbecue, a 10-66, Morris Heating and Cooling, a 10-22, Lonesome Dove Tavern, a 10-19. Chase Keller had the top series, 682, Dakota Paul, 666, Jimmy Wilson, 144 over average, with a 663. Jimmy Wilson had the top game, a 298, 125 over average. Also, Terry Wheaton had a 289, 99 over average, and Ethan Hafner with a 268. Ben Pardoon bowled a 558 series, 105 over average. Well, the Eagles are 4.5-point favorites to beat the Packers in Sunday's NFL wildcard playoff game. Both teams are expected to have their starting quarterbacks available. A diving interception off an ill-advised pass set up Notre Dame's trip to play for the program's 12th national title after a thrill-a-minute 27-24 victory over Penn State Thursday night in the semifinal at the Orange Bowl. Fighting Irish defensive back Christian Gray snared Drew Aller's pass across the middle as the Nittany Lions were at 42 and 33 seconds left in the game. The border battle between the Badgers and Minnesota will likely fill the Kohl Center tonight. Tip-off for the Big Ten Conference game is scheduled for 6 p.m. The Golden Gophers bring an 0-4 conference record into the showdown. The team's top scorer is senior forward Dawson Garcia, who averages just over 18 a game and 7 rebounds as well. Hear the game on WRCE, FM 107.7 and AM 1450. And the Bucks get set to battle tonight against the Orlando Magic. They're in Florida to play that NBA game. We'll have more coming up here in a moment on a Friday morning.
Be ready for the snowball dance with a stunning corsage and stylish boutonniere from Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers in Richland Center. Julie and the girls will have you and your date looking extra special with a custom corsage and boutonniere that will provide the perfect accent to your look. Stop by Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers today at the corner of Orange and 3rd in Richland Center, where flowers are our inspiration to create lasting memories. Call 383-1616.
Always fun to talk sports with Mike Clements with a statewide perspective, looking at lots of things, including the Packers, which I know are near and dear to you. And what do you feel about the game coming up on Sunday on Fox?
The Eagles were favored, and I think I would go in that way. I when the Packers lost to the Lions on the road almost a month ago, I just thought, okay, I don't think that this group is going to make it to the Super Bowl this year. And they continued to get at least into the playoffs and clinch that seventh seed. And then, with these back-to-back losses, unable to beat the Vikings up in Minnesota, so they were swept by both the Lions and the Vikings this year. They lost to the Eagles week one in Brazil, and then the loss to the Bears this past Sunday. I just don't know if these guys have, in their right frame of mind, we're going to be able to pull off this upset over the Eagles at Lincoln Financial Field at 3:30 on Sunday, because the Eagles, they just got better as the season went on. And then they go against Saquon Barkley, who rushed for exactly 2,005 yards, over 2,000 yards, and a defense, too, run by Vic Fangio, longtime defensive coordinator in the NFL. He moved from Miami up to the Eagles. And they're loaded and fairly healthy on defense. And so it's going to be a tall task for the Packers, who have got a running game in the first half. The defense has played fairly well overall, but something just isn't right with Jordan Love in the passing game.
Right. And I still go back to that first game when he was injured. Do you think that kind of set him on maybe a downward spiral a little bit this year or not?
Well, yeah, you know, and we talked about this last spring, and people are saying, well, you know, Jordan Love, he's up for a contract, right? And maybe he'll get paid $250 million. Do you think he's worth it? And I said, yeah, but, you know, let's understand that he becomes the starter last year. We used to watch him, like the one year, a couple of years ago, when Aaron Rodgers decided, oh, I'm not going to report until the start of training camp. So we got to see him through all those practices, and, you know, guess what? He's not Aaron Rodgers. No one's as accurate as that guy. So, you know, you saw a lot of missed throws in practice and some maturity that would have to happen. Last year, in his first year as a starter, they had that four-game losing streak. They had some games they could have won but couldn't close the deal at the end. And then somewhere around, you know, December, to me, Jordan Love just said, you know, let's just let it rip. And he did, and he was in the zone. And guys were getting wide open the way they were scheming things. And so I just said, you know, you're not going to get that this year because this will be probably a little bit of a sophomore slump. And sure enough, that's kind of what came to pass. And then at the end of the first game against Brazil, remember, he got twisted up and ended up with a sprained MCL. So he missed a couple of games. Later he had a groin injury. So he's had some injuries that has put him off. The other thing is this, just the offense has changed where it's really now geared toward Josh Jacobs, the running back, free agent running back that picked up, and he runs differently. They run a lot of inside stuff as opposed to the outside zone schemes they ran with Aaron Jones. And when you're running outside like that, it's easier to run your play action. You're drawing people to the outside, and if you decide to pull the ball back and then plant and look downfield, you might pick up an extra second. With all these runs they do up the middle, it seems to have taken away from their play action, and that's why they're not getting guys as wide open as they did last year.
Well, I know you were there when the Packers played the Bears, and the Bears snapped their 10-game losing streak. So my question is, Caleb Williams, most sacked quarterback in the NFL, if not, he's close to it. How come the Packers couldn't get to him, especially when the game was on the line?
Well, at the very end, you know, Matt LaFleur made some game management mistakes, which he, you know, fessed up to after the game, and when we talked to him after he'd watched the film on Monday. And there was a critical moment there at the very end of the game where the Bears had the ball, and they had made a completion, and they were at their own 45-yard line, and the clock is ticking down. I believe they'd run out of timeouts, the Bears did. And it gets to like 15 seconds, and Matt calls timeout because he's not quite sure what they should be doing or what the next play could be. And that just gave the Bears time in their huddle to figure out what did they need to do to get into field goal range. And Caleb Williams, the rookie, is in the huddle, and he says to DJ Moore, his top receiver, all right, look, if they play you to try and get you to go out of the sidelines, then just run a little glance route over the middle. And if they play you to force you into the middle, then take off on a go route, and I'll hit you deep. Well, they played him outside leverage, and you saw 24 Carrington Valentine, you know, standing close by the sideline. So he's wide open for this little slant. He picks up, you know, like 18 yards. They get within field goal range. They kick the 51-yarder. And Caleb told the huddle, when I complete a pass to DJ, everybody will run up to the line because we're gonna bounce it and clock the game. And he was able to clock the game with 2 seconds left, which gave his kicker the time to kick the 51-yard field goal. I mean, and Jeff Hafley, the defensive coordinator, said, yeah, all I'll say is this. It was a miscommunication. The guys were in the wrong defense that I wanted. Okay.
But only rushing three, and a lot of teams do that. It frustrates me. You're only rushing three guys at the quarterback in a crucial situation. I don't know. I guess that's the way it goes, right?
Well, everybody, and that's the whole thing, Phil. Everyone's been rushing Caleb Williams. He got sacked 67 times during the regular season.
Right.
And they were, I actually asked Xavier McKinney about that. I said, you know, you started off with this great pass rush in the first couple of series against the Bears. Why'd you get away from that? And he shrugged his shoulders.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
They called it, man.
The other controversy, it wasn't a controversy, but how did Craig T. Nelson from the independent film Green and Gold do singing the national anthem?
Oh, yeah. Who was the star of Coach, right?
Right.
There's this new indie film. It's about a farm family that are Packer fans, and I think they premiered some of it in Green Bay, you know, over the weekend. So the actor was actually there. He's now 80 years old. And so I kind of thought of this, if you were going to ask me, as he was singing, I thought, how to describe this, Bill? I was just, respectable. It was respectable.
Oh, good.
You know, he did a nice job. I mean, he's not going to win American Idol anytime soon, but he did a nice job standing out there in the cold and singing the national anthem. I mean, he did a little press conference after it, just talked about what a thrill it was to have the opportunity to do so.
What about Christian Watson? That's a big loss for this weekend, isn't it?
That's a big loss for maybe the next year. You know, the early word is it's not only a torn ACL, but other damage to the right knee as well. Yeah, just in the open field. That was their deep threat. And if you're looking for, you know, well, who's, you know, Jordan Love's number one receiver, that's it from a standpoint. When they come at the line, you know, when he lines up wide, the safety's back up. So, you know, it's hard to replace 6'3" and 4'3" speed. But they're going to have to figure out how to do that. I think the guy that they'll probably send on go routes like that would be Dontavian Wicks.
Okay.
But, you know, certainly they got to get Jaden Reed going again, who seems to just been, you know, falling off. They run a lot of those jet sweeps to him, but they can't seem to, you know, scheme him open out of the slot. And Romeo Doubs, I think, would be a solid target against this Eagles defense on Sunday.
Well, let's see if we can pull the upset. How about the Bucs? Are they back on track? Had a couple of nice wins. When they want to play well, it seems like they do.
Yeah, and then the keys to that is what Doc Rivers has been preaching, is that when they're on offense, they have to move the ball. They can't just sit back there and shoot three-point shots. They've got to work the ball and do a better job of finding the open man. Giannis has bought into that. He even said so after the game the other night. Giannis continues to be the top average scorer in the Eastern Conference, number two in the NBA overall. So he's working really hard and making things happen. But other guys are emerging, too, like this A.J. Green, who like was 4 out of 5 in the first half of their game against the Spurs the other night. Great at three-point shots, but Doc also says that he really likes that kid for defense as well, and kind of chasing after the ball. So those things are clicking. And Doc Rivers has said this, you know, he's been straightforward about it. You know, we're an older team, and we, you know, in order to beat guys like the Thunder, which was probably their best win of the season when they beat the Oklahoma City Thunder for the NBA Cup game. That's one of the youngest and fast break kinds of teams up and down the court. The Bucks need to work it around to control the game that way in order to both play a little defense, take a little time off the clock, and take the open shot. So they're doing a better job of that.
And the Badgers at home tonight with Minnesota. Are there some injuries? Did I hear that?
Yeah, Max Kleisman is his ankle now is in a boot. He twisted up his ankle in the last game, and he was in a boot at practice the other day. And then Nolan Winter, he cut his finger in the game, and he told her at a press conference, "Yeah, I could actually see white. He could see the bone in his finger." But they were able to sew that up. He was at practice yesterday, so he's expected to go for the Badgers tonight against the Minnesota Gophers. I think the tip-off time for that at the Kohl Center is at 6 o'clock tonight in Madison.
Mm-hmm. That is correct. All right, we need to jump off. Mike, thanks a lot for joining us this week.
Have a good weekend, Phil, and we'll have reports Monday morning and our sports updates from Philadelphia.
You'll be talking about the big upset, won't you?
Nothing would be a better story for me than that, quite frankly. Absolutely.
All right, brother. Talk to you soon.
Thanks, Phil.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Building a small business takes hard work. Protecting it takes a good neighbor. A reliable resource for any small business owner is another small business owner. At Julie Karen State Farm, we are that resource. With the hands-on knowledge that we've gained from running our own small business, we're here to assist you with the coverage and financial services that best fit your unique needs, now and in the future. We're all business for small business, and that commitment starts by working closely with you to get to know the nuances of what you do. And like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Mike Clemens Talking Sports, brought to you by Julie Karen State Farm Insurance. It's time for a vintage Paul Harvey broadcast, sponsored by Dairy Hardware in Spring Green, ready for your next project. Whether you're a DIYer or a pro, they have the products and advice you need, from home improvement to lawn care.
Now, the rest of the story. I have before me a collection of art, paintings, illustrations, something Rod Serling might have called a real night gallery. The titles are innocuous enough, the triumphant smile, the lips of earth, man in the hand of nature, and so on, but those designations are deceptive. because in each case the artistic concept can be described only as, well, monstrous. The triumphant smile, for example, depicts a Mongolian head decapitated and stuck on a lance and smiling. Man in the Hand of Nature shows a tiny naked human standing in the palm of a colossal horned, goat-legged woman. Together, these artworks comprise a montage of grotesquery worthy of Francisco de Goya. And yet this collection of monsters we're discussing was created by an American artist of the 20th century, and moreover, a woman, a female artist named Rose O'Neill. She was a Renaissance woman, I guess you could say, as evidenced by the wealth of sculpture, paintings, illustrations, poems, and novels which survives her. She was born in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania in 1874, daughter of a bookseller. She taught herself to draw and was already winning prizes for her pen and ink sketches at the age of 14. 20 years and two unsuccessful marriages later, she began her most serious work. And as though some terrible, inevitable force were being unleashed from deep inside her, each of the expressive forms Rose chose was laced with the bizarre, the grotesque, the monstrous. She published four novels, The Loves of Edwy, The Lady in the White Veil, Garda, and The Goblin Woman. There's also a volume of poetry called The Master Mistress, and two statues, The Fauness and The Embrace of the Tree. And yet in no art form was Rose O'Neill so distinguished as in her illustrations. Having lived and worked both here and abroad, Rose was acclaimed by American and French art critics. In 1906, her pen and inks were exhibited at the Paris Salon. A genius, some called her. 15 years later, in the spring of 1921, another show in Paris, this time at the Galerie des Invalides. And awestruck by the portrayals of titanic and demonic figures, art lovers began musing over their inspiration. What darkness must lurk in the soul of Rose O'Neill? In 1922, New York's Wildenstein Galleries gave an O'Neill exhibition. By now, her reputation in the artistic community was that of a monster maker. Her works became known as the Monster Drawings, and her brand of terror has been called something else. It's been called her secret art. You see, today, all these decades after her death, Rose O'Neill's monumental artistic achievements, her gothic novels, her mystically sensual poetry, her monstrous illustrations, they've been all but forgotten. Remembered instead as a comparatively small, though no less significant accomplishment, something created by Rose O'Neill as a commercial artist. Something she did for the 1909 issue of Ladies' Home Journal. These days, art critics and art lovers rarely ponder the monsters of Rose O'Neill, but now you'll never forget her, because there was a ray of sunshine that contradicted her macabre, a solitary illustration creation, a chubby little character with a top knot of hair called the Cupie Doll. Only now you know the rest of the story.
Dairy Hardware in Spring Green has everything you need for basic home repair, large remodeling projects, sporting goods, and small home appliances. Browse their large selection of everyday tools on hand. Dairy Hardware cuts keys, threads pipe, repairs windows, rents rug shampooers, does free paint color matching, and more. Stop in now and take advantage of sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proud to be serving the Spring Green area with hometown values.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008, and we named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchen nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information. L&M Salvage is buying all types of aluminum, steel, copper, and brass. They buy farm machinery, cars, trucks, tractors, and auto batteries. If you need a hydraulic hose, they can make that for you. Looking for a part for your automobile or farm machinery? Give them a call at 647-3490 or stop by and see them on County Highway Y off of Highway 80, Richland Center. Serving you for over 53 years, where nobody is a stranger, just a friend they haven't met. At L&M Salvage.
Are you a first-time home buyer ready to take that exciting step? A conventional loan might be just what you need. With flexible terms, competitive interest rates, and options for as little as 3% down, it's never been easier to own your first home. The Schultz Mortgage Team is here to guide you every step of the way, making the process simple and stress-free. Call us today at 738-8765 to see if you qualify and take the first step toward home ownership. Your dream home is waiting. The Schultz Mortgage Team, making first-time buyers feel right at home.
It is time for Fresh from the Country, brand new releases coming out of Nashville and beyond, some independent labels as well, putting out some new music as we get into the first of the year a little bit deeper. We'll also take a look at the most played country song across the land coming up in a few minutes. Parker McCollum with a new one, and What Kind of Man? Parker McCollum on WRCO and What Kind of Man? Fresh in the Country, sponsored by Julie Karen State Farm Insurance. It's 22 degrees in Richland Center. Today, on the 10th of January, we say happy birthday to Stephanie Kinder from Mom and Dad Young. Have a great birthday, Stephanie. And this is handed to me by Henry Bray. It says, Phil, I have decided to quit my job and travel. Until I run out of money, I should be back by 4 o'clock. today. All right. Thanks, Abe, for that resignation notice. This is a brand new one from Daryl Perry this morning, talking about going to 90sville.
I wish I had a time machine. I'd dial it in to when country music was king. Load up my guitar and I'd split this scene in search of glory days long gone. If there was a place called 90sville, I'd ride like Dwight in a magic coupe de ville. Fast as you could get those tail fins over the hill, with the radio cranked way up loud. Where water tower scene is touched by Joe Dippy's brush in John Deere green. I take a hit of potion or a little pill that will take me back to 90sville. Your buckles shine by cowgirl in Rocky Mountains, looking so fine. Those red hot honeys love to dance in a line to boot scootin' boogie all night long. Live in this place called 90sville, where Clint is killing time with no time to kill. Here is loving you against my will. It's on the radio cranked way up loud. Well, George Jones don't need that rocking chair. Travis has ordered for someone who cares. I take a hit of potion or a little pill that would take me back to 90sville. Should've been a cowboy, can ride side by side in this place called 90sville, where Chattahoochee won't let you stand still. Friends in low places never get their fill. With the radio cranked way up loud, where George Strait wears a cowboy crown. If you can't remember, you better write this down. I take a hit of potion or a little pill that would take me back to 90sville. Let's all go back to 90sville.
New from Daryl Perry. That's called 90sville on WRCO Radio. Certainly sad news about the wildfires in the L.A. neighborhood. Steve Guttenberg awoke yesterday morning to a grim reality. The treacherous wildfire that tore through the Pacific Palisades had left his once lush neighborhood charred and unrecognizable. The actor-producer still struggled to reconcile his relief with the haunting sight of his ravaged, once lavish community. He counted himself fortunate as his home was spared, but many were not. The wildfires have burned the homes of several celebrities, including Billy Crystal and Paris Hilton. During Gutenberg's stroll, it was an eerie scene with scorched palm trees, homes reduced to ash and rubble, and the daytime skies casting an ominous twilight over the devastation. Word is today that the winds have calmed a little bit, which should hopefully help firefighters deal with that a little better today anyway. Appearing on Sesame Street is a great idea. The 55th season of the acclaimed family program features a star-studded lineup of musicians that would be an envy of any summer festival, and Chris Stapleton will be one of them. Elmo says music brings people together. And Sesame Street music director Bill Sherman says the secret to a great children's song is earworms on earworms. The 55th season of the iconic children's show debuts on January 16th on Max, with new episodes releasing every Thursday.
Our personal service includes savings. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. We're always looking for ways to bring you more value and convenience. That includes opportunities to save. For example, a savings may be available to those who choose to bundle a State Farm auto policy with a homeowner's policy. Lower premiums may apply if you have a new home or an older home with completely updated utility systems. Let's talk about the homeowner's insurance choices that make sense for you today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation. The trivia question of the day today is sponsored by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. Family owned and operated with made from scratch bakery items, unique lunch options, and locally sourced products.
Hello, WRCO listeners. Kenny, the wannabe baker here. Not for sure what to do for lunch? Have no fear. Christie's is here. She offers fresh soups, homemade daily specials, and on Wednesdays she has Cornish pasties, and Thursdays are pulled pork tacos. Check out our Facebook page for our daily special post, or give us a call at 649-2253. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
Trivia to make you scratch your head a little bit. For some reason, this household item is given as a gift more often than it is purchased for ourselves. What could it be? For some reason, this household item is given as a gift more than it is purchased for ourselves. 608-647-4155. Good luck to you. Here's Max McNown. And better for me, for you. It's New Country.
Love was a game, I played dealer's choice in the back of a bar all summer. Forgetting names like background noise in relationships I want to run up. Went off the rails by fall, Lord knows I needed saving. Wore off the alcohol, and you were there like an angel waiting. I didn't know you'd have brown. Spending Friday nights at home. Didn't know you'd be this strong. Kind, deeper than a coal mine. Loving with a heart of gold. And you're everything that I'm not. Everything that I want. There's a guy maybe you're proof. In those brown eyes, I know that I gotta find a better me for you. Toes in the water, feeling low with my walls up high. I was staying far away from the deep end. Girl like you made a boy like me try. Went off the rails that fall, Lord knows I needed saving.
Oh,
that it takes, we can make every one of them worth all the driving. I sing your praises every way, like the hymnals all say, I could love you till the end of time. I never knew you'd have brown eyes like the bread of Jesus when you're fighting nights at home. Never knew you'd be the strong kind.
Max McDowell, still no winner in trivia just yet. For some reason, and we're going to narrow it down to a room of the house. For some reason, this kitchen item is given as a gift more than it is purchased for ourselves. That's a question to ponder on today, 608-647-4155. Some cookies on the line for the person that's most astute and the quickest dialing. Here's Lucy Parlay. Moving up the charts with this one, Burn For You.
I got myself into some trouble tonight. Guess I'm just feeling blue. It's been so long since I've seen your face. This distance between me and you, that voice you showed me is not the one that I know. I must be strung out on what I do. Don't hang up again. There's nothing else I know how to do. But I burn. It feels like you're always alone, and I feel that way too. It's so hard to explain to you. Please understand what I do. I burn.
In the country on WRCO, Lucy Parlay, and congratulations to our winner, Jamie Straka. Nice job. For some reason, this kitchen item is given as a gift more often than it is purchased for ourselves. The correct answer, according to the survey, a blender. There you go. Yeah, I guess as you hear the answer, maybe it makes sense. I don't remember the last one that we've bought, really. And they have other things now, you know, food processors and different things that work about as well, but yeah, blender. There you go. Good for mixing up some cold drinks in the summer or whatever the case might be. I have a malt machine, malt maker, the old-fashioned with the metal cups where you stir up the ice cream. And, yeah, so that takes the place of a blender for me. But it is a great gift because it's not something that you generally go out and buy. So Jamie won't have to mix up any cookie dough. She can pick up some cookies from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe right here in downtown Richland Center. Coming up, our number one most played country song across the land.
For generations, the Cairns family has been rooted in Richland County as small business owners. At Julie Cairns State Farm, you will find a local, dedicated team that leads with honest intentions to properly protect you. Yes, saving money is important, yet so is doing business with local professionals that will be there when you need them. We're here to participate in your lives, in our community's growth, and in helping create opportunities to make positive changes. Yes, you can save money, and yes, we will offer you remarkable service. Yet most importantly, our core values will make you proud to do business with us. Like a good neighbor, Julie Cairn State Farm is there.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire. All with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
At Larson Collision and Paint in Lone Rock, Ryan understands that unexpected moments can leave your vehicle in need of some tender, loving care. But here's the good news. Fixing those dents and scratches shouldn't cost you a fortune. Give Ryan a call at 583-0105 and let them take care of your auto body needs without breaking the bank. Don't let a little fender bender turn into a financial headache. Call Ryan at Larson Collision and Paint today. Your wallet and your vehicle will thank you.
We'll talk about the Richland School District coming up during our morning show get-together and visit here in just a little bit between 9 and 10 today. And we'll welcome friends in. We have some info on the most played country songs across the land. Number 5 most played, a former number 1, George Burge and Cowboy Songs. Dylan Marlowe and Dylan Scott, Boys Back Home at number 4. Morgan Wallen and Love Somebody at number 3. Coey Wetzel and Jesse Murph with High Road at number 2. And number 1 this week, Tucker Wetmore and Wind Up Missing You.
Another ball cap on a bar stool underneath the PBR line, saying everything under the moon to get you into my arms tonight. You probably heard it all a thousand times, but it ain't what it looks like. Girl, let me tell you what it looks like. You look like waves on a sunset, and you can crash on me all night. You look like wine in a truck bed, a little what I'm doing for the rest of my life. Cause you look like I'm done looking, but girl, the hard truth is if this night don't turn into two, you look like I'm gonna wind up missing you. I gotta tell you, baby, I've been the kind of boy your daddy never wanted you to go and fall in love with. The kind of boys you're probably done with, they're done. I bet you heard the stories, and can't say I'm proud of it, but I've turned the page on the old me, and now I ain't looking back. Cause you look like waves on a sunset, and you can crash on me all night. You look like wine in a truck bed, a little what I'm doing for the rest of my life. Cause you look like I'm done looking, but girl, the hard truth is if this night don't turn in, you look like I'm gonna wind up missing, missing you in the morning, probably for the next few years. When I look back on it, I'll still see you right here. You look like waves on a sunset, and you can crash on me all night. You look like wine in a truck bed, a little what I'm doing for the rest of my life. Cause you look like I'm done looking, but girl, the hard truth is if this night don't
turn into two. You look like I'm gonna wind up missing you. Wind up missing you. Wind up missing you.
Number one this week, Tucker Wedmore on WRCO-FM 100.9. Fresh in the Country, sponsored by Julie Karen State Farm Insurance.
Happy trails to you.
Oh, it is time to put our little records away for a little bit. We'll have some community conversation for you coming up on WRCO-FM Richland Center, Wisconsin. Phil Niehope and all your trails are happy. The news at 9 is sponsored by Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, continuing the long tradition of caring service to area families, and the Phoenix Center, family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, and video games.
This is a special report from ABC News. Donald Trump sentenced. I'm Sherry Preston. This hour, President-elect Donald Trump is appearing before a New York judge facing sentencing in the hush money case for which he was found guilty of 34 felonies. ABC News senior investigative correspondent Aaron Katursky has more.
His lawyers arguing that Trump, as president-elect, is deeply involved in the transition and that going ahead with sentencing would cause harm to the institution of the presidency. But a narrowly divided Supreme Court refused Trump's request for a delay, saying the burden that sentencing will impose on the president-elect's responsibilities is relatively insubstantial. Justice Amy Coney Barrett, who Trump appointed, sided with Chief Justice